you can't drive down over Lake Brazos anymore on the interstate without seeing a lot of neat stuff going on.
That's Waco City Manager Larry Groth talking about the progress of the frontage road bridge that's being constructed downtown. And yes, neat stuff indeed. TxDOT has sunk 8 concrete columns 50 feet deep into the Brazos and begun to stretch a 620-foot-long pair of bridges that'll be supported by a suspension system. 300-ton cranes occasionally tower on platforms floating out in the middle of the river, and the whole scene buzzes with hammering, drilling, and diesel. But all that construction has made it very difficult for patrons to get to Tracy Maughan's restaurant, Buzzard Billy's.
In the beginning, the different routes they'd have to take because of the different construction that they were doing, and sometimes it was very confusing, sometimes very, very dirty or scary because you were driving through the construction area.
Maughan says the construction company has bent over backwards to make sure that signage for Buzzard Billy's is up and roads are clear, but I have to say it was tough to find the place. You can see a sign for Buzzard Billy's peeping out of the construction to the west of the bridge, but turning off the old frontage road towards the restaurant feels a bit like you're about to head across a bridge that might not be finished yet.
But the locals go, I know how to get there, I know how to get there. And they go by there, and about a few minutes later, they call and go, how the heck do you get to Buzzard Billy's? I'm going, it's the old way and follow the signs.
Juan says his business has dropped considerably since construction started about a year ago. He doesn't have any exact figures, but says it's about a third down. But with the new Baylor football stadium rising out of the dust just on the other side of the highway, he says that Buzzard Billy's is going to jump back big.
Really going to spark a lot of new development down here. I think it's going to be the spark that's going to make everything go take off. It's really going to be a boost.
The bridges and the stadium are just the opening salvo in a riverfront redevelopment that the city of Waco hopes will make over downtown. Just across the river from Buzzard Billy's, the city plans to transform 22 acres of land into a mix of residential, retail, dining, and public space. As city manager Larry Groth said,
it's going to change, absolutely change the look of the riverfront and downtown and push us a long way for all the things that we want to do.
But this isn't the first time the city has tried to redevelop the downtown riverfront. In the mid-80s, the city worked with a developer to build a similar $120 million retail, office, and hotel complex. The developer rebuilt part of the Riverwalk, but ultimately abandoned the project. Details of the present project still need to be nailed down, including zoning changes, a final design, and financing. In the meantime, Maughan's just looking forward to that bridge getting finished and that stadium opening up.
Even though we have a great following here in the city and around the county and the near areas, we have a great following of customers that go through about anything for us, I think. I think we've asked them to, and they've really helped us out.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.